FHE, Special Witness, Look to the Savior, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Did you know that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland loves sports? He played football, baseball, and basketball, and ran for the track team. He loves the Savior Jesus Christ and teaches us to follow him. In spite of life's difficulties, and as fearful as some of our prospects are, I testify that there is help for the journey. There is the bread of eternal life and the well of living water. Christ has overcome the world, our world, and his gift to us is peace now and exaltation in the world to come. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. When he bids us to walk in his way and by his light, it is because he has walked this way before us, and he has made it safe for our own travel here. He knows where the sharp stones and stumbling blocks lie hidden, and where thorns and thistles are the most severe. He knows where the path is perilous, and he knows which way to go when the road forks and nightfall comes. He knows all this, as Alma says in the Book of Mormon, because he has suffered pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, that he may know how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Those who will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the source of their salvation will always lie down in green pastures, no matter how barren and bleak the winter has been. And the waters of their refreshment will always be still waters, no matter how turbulent the storms of life. In walking his path of righteousness, our souls will be forever restored. And though that path may for us, as it did for him, lead through the very valley of the shadow of death, yet we will fear no evil. The rod of his priesthood and the staff of his Spirit will always comfort us. And when we hunger and thirst in the effort, he will prepare a feast before us, a table spread even in the presence of our enemies, which might include fear or family worries, sickness, or personal sorrow of 100 different kinds. In a crowning act of compassion at such a supper, he anoints our head with oil and administers a blessing of strength to our soul. Our cup runneth over with his kindness, and our tears runneth over with joy. We weep to know that such goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and that we will, if we desire it, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See Psalm 23. End of Special Witness, Look to the Savior, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. F.H.E.